This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
There was, not so long ago, on the scale at which changes in consumer electronics happen in this economy, great hope for 3D TV. And then there really wasn't any hope. The BBC has just announced it's suspending its three-dimensional broadcasts. ESPN killed theirs outright a couple of months ago. Carolyn Giardina is a contributing tech editor at The Hollywood Reporter. She covers, among other things, 3D TV. Carolyn, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Can we now say that 3D television is finally, at long last, dead?
I think there's a few elements to that conversation.
All right.
As far as the 3D that we know today, where you have the glasses and you sit in front of your TV, I think the public rejected that quite a while ago, to be honest.
Okay, and now businesses are, right? ESPN and the BBC.
Right. From the beginning, we really haven't seen the consumer interest that I think the consumer electronics industry was hoping to see. But there are some technologies that are coming along. One of them is glasses-free 3D.
Glasses-free 3D. Say that 10 times fast.
And
literally, it would just be 3D without the glasses.
That's correct. It's getting closer to reality. In fact, I think we'll start to see the first glasses-free 3D sets within,
it's hard to say,
within the year. Yes.
Really?
It is
now,
hard to
say. They're going to cost $1 zillion, probably.
Probably. And then there's other things that are further out, you know, holograms. We don't know.
Yeah, CNN's already working on those.
You know, again, I mean, today it's not happening, but further out, I could see depth being part of the home experience.
What was it that killed 3D for consumers today? Was it the glasses and the cost and the new set and all of that stuff?
I think it was a combination of factors. One thing is certainly the glasses. When we watch TV at home, it's not the experience that you have when you're sitting in a movie theater. You're cooking, you have a tablet or a laptop in your hand, you're talking to people, you're at a party. It's not conducive to have to put glasses on in order to watch it. But it's also a chicken and egg scenario. In order for it to work, you need the set penetration, but you also need the available content.
Yeah. What about this idea of the third screen that you alluded to? I mean, a lot of times when we watch television, there's a laptop in our laps, or we're walking down the street watching video on our phones or whatever it is, you know? And if it's not on 3D everywhere, then it's on 3D nowhere, I guess.
Interestingly, we could be seeing 3D on tablets.
Am I going to have to walk around with glasses when I'm walking with my iPad?
No, without glasses. Glasses free.
What about the idea that sometimes 3D just ain't all that. I went to see a movie the other day in 3D, and about 5 minutes after the movie started, I had kind of forgotten that it was 3D, and it's just not all that special anymore.
You make actually a very good point, and I think the creative uses of 3D is another factor in all of this. There have been some exceptional examples of 3D. Life of Pi was very respected. There have been other examples that have been terrible failures, Clash of the Titans being an example.
Yeah, right.
You know, any of these technologies, whether it's the higher resolution or 3D, doesn't mean anything unless there's content that people really want to view.
Carolyn Giardina, she's a contributing tech writer at The Hollywood Reporter. She's got a book out on 3D called Exploring 3D. Thanks a lot for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me.